This is 1380 WPHM, Caleb in for Paul, and we're bringing you another conversation from Marquette, Michigan. Mike Bradford is the marketing manager for Travel Marquette, which is a local travel bureau for Marquette County. And he joins us here at the studios of WMQT Radio in beautiful downtown Marquette, Michigan. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me.
So this is kind of our opportunity here. We'd love to share how the good things happening in the Blue Water area, whether that's the scenery, the downtowns, the vibrant recreation stuff. So we have some of that going on in our community, which is great. But then you come up here to Marquette, and it's about 10 times the amount of stuff going on. And I mean that because you have this beautiful Lake Superior shoreline mm-hmm. all throughout the city and all throughout your county, really. Mm-hmm. You've got fantastic bike trails. Mm. You and I were talking about kayaking adventures here in the area. You have some great campgrounds, campsites, along with, and what really makes you guys unique, in my opinion, you have all that stuff right at your fingertips while having a moderate-sized city with a vibrant downtown and some of those other amenities that you want to expect. Did I tee things up correctly here, Mike?
Oh, I think you set me up perfectly. So basically, we've kind of been having this saying, basically we're bridging the gap between adventure and leisure. And so it kind of goes into what you talk about with, our waterfalls, our trail systems, our campsites, the beach in Lake Superior alone is something that's truly incredible to have. But then when you finally make your way to downtown, I mean, the level of restaurants that we have, and not just the amount, but the diversity of them. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, you have restaurants that really show you the history of the UP. So the perfect example is Gene K's Pasties. And, God forbid you say pasty, to any of the locals. They will definitely correct you on that.
I've heard that from time to time. That is not the correct pronunciation.
No, but the way that it is spelled, it's very understandable that people say that.
Yeah.
But then you also have restaurants that, really give you a taste of, places outside of the county. So like Lanyap, it's a Cajun and Creole restaurant. That, in my opinion, is one of the best in town. You have Mexican restaurants, Italian. There's so much dining in this town, for the size of it, it's truly impressive. And so it's really bridging that gap.
And a lot of the breweries as well. When we're talking about food, we have to talk about some of the unique beer because you've got, you have two breweries, Ordock and Black Rocks, which are bottling and canning. And then you also have the Veerling right downtown. They're a brewery as well. Am I missing anyone?
So there have actually been a few new ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yes, we do have Ordock and Black Rocks, who also distribute and are downtown, and the Veerling, which does not distribute, but they are their own brewery. The new one, which is a little bit outside of town, is called Barrel and Beam. This one came out just a couple years ago, and they're more of a bubbly type, brewery. It's very interesting. I guarantee you've never had a beer quite like them.
Is this a place on the west side of town?
Yes. So we're actually
in Sagani.
Yep, okay. That's exactly where it is.
I have seen the signs. I've never stopped in.
I would highly recommend it. It's a great brewery because the atmosphere too. See, something that really adds to the breweries is that, of course, the beer is fantastic. But when you go to these breweries, the atmosphere is so different from one another and so fantastic and complimentary to the beer that you're buying. It's really an experience of its own.
Right. You have Black Rocks, which is in an old house right up there on, 3rd Street.
Yep.
You have Ordock, which is literally a block or two away from the old Ordock downtown, right downtown.
It's half a block, pretty much. You see it from when you're drinking a beer on their patio.
And that's a beautiful location. And then, much like our experience at Donkers earlier today, and we can get back to that, but I didn't realize that there was an upstairs to Ordock Brewing Company until recently.
Really?
And they have that beautiful upstairs. I thought it was just the main, where you enter
yes.
at. I didn't realize they had that upstairs room.
That's actually what really separates the Ordock, too, is that upstairs they are always playing music, all kinds of music for any type of, music lover. I mean, they really offer so much at that single brewery.
And we're talking about the Veerling, and we mentioned the place. So what was the name of it on the west side of town?
Barrel and Beam.
Barrel and Beam?
Yep, that's it.
What's the name or reason for the name?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you. Huh. But it's something that, you know, they stuck with. I think it kind of rolls off the tongue, and the beer is phenomenal. But I guarantee you, it's not like any beer you're going to have, like, in town.
Let's kind of step back and kind of look at the whole scope here. Travel Marquette, what do you guys do? You know, what communities do you serve? And, you know, what's kind of the purpose of your organization?
Yeah, so basically, in general, Travel Marquette's job is to communicate all facets of Marquette County with, you know, other states and other communities. You know, try and draw people here to experience it, you know, and stay here and, you know, really see what Marquette County has to offer. And, of course, there is Marquette Township, but there are a lot of other towns as well in the county that have tons to offer. I mean, on the west end, you have Negaunee and Ishpeming, very historic towns, great restaurants, and the trail system out there, too, is something that you do not want to miss.
All right, so you got a lot of stuff. So that's biking, hiking, you know.
Waterfalls. Yeah. Waterfalls is a very big one here. 77 okay. throughout the county.
You have 77 waterfalls here.
Mm-hmm. 77. Really? The most out of, as far as I know, some of the most of any other county in Michigan.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's something I don't think of. Of Marquette, when I think of waterfalls, I just don't think of it. I think of maybe Tequamanon or something, you know, sure. Some of the bigger ones. But where are some of these located at?
So let's start with an easy one. Morgan Falls. That you can find down 553 when you're making your way towards Marquette Mountain, a local snowboard ski mountain that we have. This one you can drive right up to. You know, it's not that difficult to get to, and it's a beautiful fall. Now, to get on the more experienced side, there's Dead River Falls. You can find multiple waterfalls of different sizes, and this one can be a little bit more difficult to get to, but it is definitely worth the hike.
I have been up there. We can talk about it off the air. I have been up near Dead River Falls. As an interesting journey up there. So you have the water features going on, but you know, some of the inland lakes, some of the inland rivers, but you can't ignore Lake Superior, which is right here, too.
No, it's impossible to miss, especially when you're in Marquette Township. Marquette's, you know, as beautiful as it is, it also cannot be underestimated. It's, you know, the largest of the five. You know, it's very deep. It can get pretty wild. You know, luckily in the summer months, it is fairly calm. But there are so many things that you can do in Lake Superior, from paddleboarding, kayaking, and just overall swimming. Granted, it's pretty cold. So be warned.
Why should someone, if you're listening right now to our conversation in the greater, you know, Port Huron area, why should someone get in their car and drive which is about 8 hours to get up here? Why should someone do that?
I think it kind of stems from, like, you know, what I had first mentioned. Something that really separates Marquette County apart from other destinations is this ability to bridge that gap between, you know, being adventurous and going on these hikes or mountain bike trails or jumping off Black Rocks into Lake Superior. And then 10 minutes later, being able to come downtown and experience some of the best food I've personally have experienced, or shop at a lot of the boutique stores that we have downtown.
And there's a lot of places to stay. If you want to be rustic, there's a lot of campgrounds around here, either state parks or, you know, the tourist park where I stayed last night. Or you have some great hotels, too.
Oh, there is no shortage of hotels in this town. Absolutely not. And there are hotels that fit any type of budget or criteria that you may have.
You got a great one. I think we're basically looking at across the street, more or less. Landmark.
Is definitely one of the most historic hotels in the area. Very beautiful. Multiple restaurants inside as well, all of which I would definitely recommend. And, you know, that's not the only one. There are other couple that are right downtown. You know, the Ramada, Holiday Inn is fairly close. Hampton, right on Lake Superior. And then, of course, there are plenty others that, you know, I'm not mentioning.
Yeah. Without getting into too many details or dates and specifics here,
sure.
What are a couple of the biggest draw events here in the Marquette area?
Well, seeing how summer's right around the corner, I think I'll start there. So at the end of June, to start us off, is Art Week. The last weekend of June, from the 24th to the 29th, you know, all over downtown and, you know, along the lakeshore, you have tons of musical performances, you know, art competitions, you know, an art stroll. So you can go to different locations across town and, you know, see what local artists have to offer. And then in July, a very popular one is called Hiawatha Music Festival. This is, you know, more for those, you know, folkish, you know, bluegrass, contemporary type music. Great crowd, and honestly, a festival that's, you know, tailored to anybody. And so that's one in July. Ooh, also at the end of July, this one I can't forget. This is the 61st Art on the Rocks.
Hmm.
This is definitely one of the biggest events in our summer months.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. This has been going on, like I said, for 61 years. Now, this isn't your average, you know, arts expo. This is, you know, bringing people in from all over the country who are also kind of have to apply. You don't necessarily just pay to get in. There's a panel of judges that make sure that the artists that come in are of highest quality. So you're okay. seeing all these beautiful artists and their pieces on Lake Superior.
And they're from nationwide, maybe even worldwide? I mean, all over?
Worldwide, I would not be so sure on. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But it's kind of mixing, you know, local artists along with artists from outside of the area.
Cool.
All located on Lower Harbor on Lake Superior.
And then when we look at winter, we've talked about this here on WPHM from time to time, but you guys have this big dog sled race. we were talking about it a little bit earlier this morning. Just again, what is that event, and why should everyone at least come up here at least once in the winter to see that?
The UP 200, definitely one of the most popular events that we have all year, and it happens mid-February, and surprisingly, it happens right downtown. We do well with snow management up here. I mean, you have to. But basically, we just fill up the main road downtown with snow, make it tailored for the dog teams, and on average, 14 to 20 dog teams, you can see just, you know, starting off the Iditarod and, you know, going down through the UP, starting here in Marquette County.
All right.
And so you have thousands of people here just to watch that happen.
Let's say someone only had time. Let's say they're just in Marquette for the day. What are the must-do things.
Ooh, the must-sees. Well, there I have to start with Presque Isle. It's kind of the jewel of Marquette, some would say, and locals call it the island. Basically here, it has a lot to offer, both trails. You can drive your car around it in the summer months. Mm-hmm. During the winter time, it is closed off. But here you have some of the best views of Superior and of like the large rock cliffs facing it. But with that also is Black Rocks.
Yeah.
Now, Black Rocks.
Not the brewery.
Not the brewery. That'd be impressive.
The name.
Yes.
Of the brewery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Black Rocks is a volcanic formation that's over 1 billion years old. And this is one of the most popular spots to jump off into Lake Superior. So in the summer months, you will see a lot of people on Black Rocks, you know, hanging out and jumping into Lake Superior. It's a great hangout spot and, in my opinion, some of the best views you'll capture of all Superior.
Great freighter watching, too. I know we have a lot of boat nerds listening to us, myself included.
Mm-hmm.
That sight of watching one of the freighters get loaded up with ore at the ore dock in the Upper Harbor,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't get old for me. I geek out over it every time I see it.
And there isn't a shortage of them either. I mean, odds are you will see either one coming in or already hooked up. It is an interesting thing to see, and it shows that there's a lot of life in this area, both nature-wise and economically.
Sure. And what about downtown? Give us a couple, you know, one or two places that we must hit up while we're downtown in Marquette.
Oof. So that's a tough one. Now, as far as restaurants, like I had mentioned, there's Lanyap if you're, you know, going for some Cajun and Creole. Donkers, which Caleb and I were actually just at, having some beautiful breakfast.
It's a candy store, but they also have upstairs a traditional kind of mm-hmm. lunch counter sort of deal.
Yeah, this candy store is over 100 years old and still some of the best candy I've had. Great selection, but don't forget to go upstairs and check out their diner. Equally good food.
I think a lot of our listeners, our Port Huron listeners, who remember Diana's, will walk into Donkers here in downtown Marquette. It is not exactly like Diana's, but it has that same sort of feel with the candy counter, with the malts, with the stuff, the lunch counter, everything. So it's got that old-time feel that for a lot of us who grew up in Port Huron, we will, you know, have fond memories of Diana's going into there.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just the restaurants, which of course there are no shortage of, but there's also no shortage of these very interesting and diverse boutique shops sharing this area with them. And I mean, you can go to a place called Boomerang Retro Gifts, and I mean, in there you just find a great amount of like old fashions, you know, things like clothes, books, you know, things that you've never seen before. Or, you know, more upscale Chickadees, where there's just all kinds of gifts that you can find. You know, a lot of UP-centric, and then, you know, branching out from there. Because UP culture is very popular up here. You're going to see a lot of stores, you know, showing the Upper Peninsula as a whole as, you know, absolutely, a culture of its own.
Absolutely. And then I always have to go to Getz's department store, which is a great store to check out. You can get some of those UP wearables there, but you could also get, you know, it's a great clothing store right downtown, which you don't see a lot of anymore.
No, and
they
this
do a great job.
Yes, so, because you know, some of these stores would live on tourism, but Getz's is one of those stores that, you know, constantly, year after year, just, you know, a ton of people just funnel through.
Where should someone go if they're looking for information on visiting Marquette County? I mean, we always say your trip begins at puremichigan.org, which they could probably point them to the right direction, but you have
a website. Yes, Pure Michigan can point you to our website, but if you do want to learn more about Marquette County, then you want to go to travelmarquette.com.
Travelmarquette.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, if you're coming to Marquette or any of the other communities, whether it's Negaunee, Ishpeming, Gwynn, you know, Big Bay, if you're coming to Marquette County, or even if you're going up to Mackinac Island, because we have a lot of people listening to us that love to go up to Mackinac Island during the summer.
Or Pictured Rocks.
About a 2.5 hour drive from Mackinac, about an hour drive from Pictured. If you're going to Munising for Pictured Rocks, you might as well take that extra hour, come over to Marquette for the day.
Maybe absolutely,
even spend the night.
Yeah.
Travelmarquette.com. All right. Mike Bradford is the event marketing manager at Travel Marquette. Joining us today from the studios of WMQT in downtown Marquette, Michigan. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
This is Caleb Gordon for 1380 WPHM.